Hi, this is Rafael Alvarez, and I'm going to be reading from my new book, Crabtown USA, which is a collection of essays and observations about life in Baltimore. And this one is about the great blizzard of 1996, and it's called Snow Story. It had everything. A beautiful girl making dinner in her pajamas, refugees from war in Europe, a fight against the elements to wish my daughter a happy birthday, and nearly 2 feet of snow on the streets of Baltimore. From the earliest monster snows I can remember, back to January 1963, when Cardinal Sheehan told Catholics they could skip Sunday Mass, to the very last one, the blizzard of 96 remains the most memorable of my life. Between January 7th, my daughter Sophia's 11th birthday, and January 13th, 22 inches of snow fell on Maryland. Accumulation in the Free State in 1996 was measured at a total of 62.5 inches, smashing the previous annual record of 51 inches when the great Arctic outbreak of Valentine's Day, 1899. The 96 storm was a nor'easter, and parts of the Atlantic seaboard were buried under 4 feet of wind-whipped drifts. The threat was not idle, but imminent, and it began the afternoon of Saturday the 6th. I was at the Patuxent River Naval Air Station in St. Mary's County, covering something forgettable for the Baltimore Sun, where I wrote hundreds of weather stories over the years. Note to would-be reporters in the post-newspaper age, it's much easier to cover heat than cold. Quotable cliches spill freely from men working jackhammers and women squirting down the sidewalk, and your fingers don't freeze when you're taking notes. But snow which changes the way the world looks, allows for more dramatic prose. As the storm began, a young woman held dinner for me in an apartment near Johns Hopkins University. Our paths had crossed through Higham Potok when the writer was teaching at Homewood. Snow was coming, lots of it, and all I wanted to do was get back to Crabtown. At the time, I was sponsoring Bosnian refugees at my house in Highlandtown, including a young man named Eldon Cengic, who had arrived by way of Lutheran Social Services. The fish that my friend was baking was cold by the time I made it back to Charles and 33rd, but the apartment was warm. The Depression-era building had radiators that rattled and hissed, making it so hot that we cracked windows even though a blizzard raged outside. The next morning, the 7th of January, Sophia's birthday, a day before Elvis's, we were snowed in, and I was determined to make it the 3.1 miles from Charles Village to Lake Montebello to see my daughter. My 1989 Subaru was parked on St. Paul near 33rd. Friends helped us shovel out the tires. Someone gave us a push, and off we went, down 33rd toward Waverly and the majesty of Memorial Stadium in the snow. Inclemency could not dim the glory of their deeds. For that took the extraordinary civic boneheadedness when the ball yard was raised in 2002. Trudging east, there was a lot of slipping and sliding, but no real problems, even on the oval of Montebello Terrace. The snow kept coming in swirls and gusts, and it was great fun, an hour of weird motoring freedom, a little recklessness combined with the silent wonder of the big snow. All was well until we hit Harford Road for the drive down Kentucky Avenue where my kids lived. Turning down the hill toward Belair Road, someone was stuck in front of us. So I ditched the Subaru and, with the help of a neighbor family, pushed the stall car to the side. Though our time together ended not long after the blizzard of 96, somehow it falling apart during an Al Green concert, there was an incredible memory of my friend as we pushed the car. She in a knit cap, breath visible before her round Middle Eastern face, flakes of snow melting across the freckles of her nose. I told her to stand by and ran the rest of the way to sing happy birthday to Sophia, no present but my presence. The birthday girl didn't seem too impressed by my heroics, but but I was able to take off my coat and give her a big hug and a squeeze and promise that when the snow cleared, we'd go out and do something fun. More snow soon followed, and reporters started living in the newsroom at 501 North Calvert. And as I write this, another is said to be on its way. Don't forget the milk and toilet paper.